USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he's using an executive order to have meat processing plants stay open.
It hasn't been asked on other industries yet, but with the meatpacking and with the transportation, we have had some difficulty where they're having a liability that's really unfair to them.
A judge in Illinois has ruled that Governor J.B. Pritzker's extended stay-at-home orders exceeds his authority and violates individual civil rights. The Democratic governor is filing an appeal in response to the move.
This ruling only applies to one person, because it was only ever about one person. This was a cheap political stunt, designed so that the representative can see his name in headlines.
Republican State Representative Darren Bailey filed the motion. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
As the push for coronavirus testing continues, White House Trade Advisor Peter Navarro is accusing China of sending low-quality and even counterfeit coronavirus antibody testing kits to the United States.
One of the things that's on my radar, though, that's really troublesome is there's a lot of these antibody tests coming in from China now that are low-quality, false readings and things like that. And we've got to be really careful.
The CEO of Waffle House says he's seeing a slight uptick in business at his restaurants that fully reopened in Georgia and Tennessee.
What I saw in the restaurants yesterday, I was in the restaurants all day and I was in them again this morning, is it's a little bit more traffic. People are still practicing social distancing. They're wearing masks. They're standing clear from one another.
Walt Elmer also tells NBC that they've cut down their restaurants to about half so people can feel safe dining in. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
NASCAR team owner Richard Childress is auctioning off more than 50 years' worth of racing items to help coronavirus relief efforts, even parting with his number 3 Dale Earnhardt Jr. race car. Childress joins Fox News and explains why he's auctioning off all his NASCAR collectibles.
Was watching Fox and Friends a few weeks ago and seeing all the suffering in America, seeing people lined up to get food, and that should not be happening. I said, what can we do, what can I do in RCR to help make a difference in these people's lives? So I've put up like over 1,000 of our memorabilia pieces, and we auctioned them off on eBay, the eBay store. And I said, well, that's not enough. So I decided to auction off one of my prized pieces of Dale Earnhardt, the cars that I have. I have 44 of them, the original cars he drove. This car won Rockingham, and we're going to auction it off on Barrett Jackson online starting May the 8th. So we're trying our best to do our part to help out in this terrible, terrible thing this monster's put on us.
NASCAR is planning to resume its season with two Cup Series races at the Darlington Raceway, followed by two races at Charlotte Motor Speedway, according to a revised tentative schedule shared by NASCAR with team owners and executives on Monday and obtained by the sports website The Athletic. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.